You've scratched Strasbourg from the opener?
Yeah, Ray, we'll keep him for Newcastle tomorrow.
Fair enough. Nice horse, but you have got Stronger, this well-bred, not a single doubt colt, and he couldn't have been more impressive at Kembla on debut, Pete.
I did a good job. Pretty professional. I think he's done right from the get-go. He's been good. Yeah, we'll find out a bit more about him today.
Probably similar to Wooshka in the second. Did a good, tough job to win at Canterbury last start. This is a harder race, though.
Yeah, absolutely. She's drawn a good gate. It's probably a good thing for her. She'll race forward again. And I showed you today, once she got the front, she was able to race much more tractable. Mm. And, yeah, she's been struggling to get form with that win the other day. Hopefully done her some good. And she can bounce off that and run well again today.
And then down to the Festival Stakes, Pete, and Grand Rosso, back up from Melbourne. Does he race better in Sydney, do you think, than he does in Melbourne?
I think he does, Ray. He sort of spent most of his time in Melbourne. Mm. I think when he did appreciate the change in direction when he came back up here originally. And he runs in Melbourne being okay, but just liking that bit of the dip at the end. I think he's going okay. He's certainly off a fresh start. He's been great up here the last 2 or 3 weeks. He's been really good, so expecting run probably a lot better than his price suggests today.
Yeah, as you mentioned, his last two runs in particular in the weekend Hustler at Caulfield and the Sale Cup, both just behind the place getters, and he hit the line strongly in both, Pete.
Yeah, they were good solid runs, mm. Right, without getting carried away with them. So hopefully the change of direction will switch him back on, and he looks in great order. Probably race a bit closer to the speed today, I would think, in that field, and should give himself every chance.
And spending to win in the Starlight Stakes, Pete, usually is a very, very consistent horse, as his record shows. 4 wins, 13 placings from 20 starts. He was very good at Caulfield first up, but things just didn't work out for him at Sandown and the Dubton Stakes.
No, he's caught up in a speed duel, Raiders. 5 or 6 went in a line together, and they were just all over Asian, all dropped out, and the winner just swamped late. So I think it's just total forgive run, really. And look, he's been great since he's been back. You're right, he's 11-metre form is very good and looks to map really well today. So he's in with a good chance today for sure.
I was going to say, Pete, there's plenty of speed, obviously, in the Starlight. At Caulfield, he tucked in behind the tempo, got the job done. He may get a very similar run here.
Let's hope so. It appears that way, but it doesn't always appear how we want it to.
Yeah.
It does look to set up nicely.
And just finally, Pete, I know you've got a good team in at Kembla this afternoon, but a couple in particular, Rio de Janeiro, a horse got a bit of time for, and Lion's Head, both resuming.
Yeah, both. It's a heavy 8 down there, which is surprising.
Yeah.
But I've scratched a few of them, but those two should get through the wet okay. Rio de Janeiro, he's a nice horse, only lightly raced, did show a little bit last time through, and he will appreciate further later on. And Lion's Head, his 2 or 3 runs he had last time in were solid, and raced well on this track before, so anticipating a good run from him first up.
Yeah, both nice chances. Pete, again, sorry for keeping you waiting, but appreciate your time and the very best of luck at Rosehill today.
Appreciate it, Ray, anytime.
Thanks, Pete.